I think that when we are defeating Donald Trump in the last polls by 15 or 20 points, I think that when we are defeating Donald Trump in the last polls by 15 or 20 points, and when we are the strongest candidate, I believe, in taking on any Republican candidate, I would hope that super delegates take a look. And when we are the strongest candidate, I believe, in taking on any Republican candidate, I would hope that super delegates take a look at who the strongest Democratic candidate is. And you know what? That's me. And who the strongest Democratic candidate is. And you know what? That's me. I think that when we are defeating Donald Trump in the last polls by 15 or 20 points, and when we are the strongest candidate, I believe, in taking on any Republican candidate, I would hope that super delegates take a look at who the strongest Democratic candidate is. And you know what? That's me. 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 I think that when we are defeating Donald Trump in the last polls by 15 or 20 points, and when we are the strongest candidate, I believe, in taking on any Republican candidate, I would hope that super delegates take a look at who the strongest Democratic candidate is. And you know what? That's me. I think that when we are defeating Donald Trump in the last polls by 15 or 20 points, and when we are the strongest candidate, I believe, in taking on any Republican candidate, I would hope that super delegates take a look at who the strongest Democratic candidate is. And you know what? That's me.
Well, time to see. Well, Senator, thank you so much for being here. As you know, it's Fred Titmus. It's Fred Titmus. Transylvania, Stevie Nicks books about kleptomania. Johnny looked out of his bedroom window and shouted to his mom, Fred Titmus.
You may now be seated. Praise be unto the Savior machine, who dost eternally organize and instruct us. May its whims be favorable unto us, yea, even favorable unto those to whom it has been very unfavorable. Amen. The reading is from my report card, Biology, January 30th, 1995. Second quarter, first semester.
Ed has a good scientific mind. I wish he would show more what he is capable of. He is not a C student in bio. He should be earning B's or better. His major problem is that he needs to do homework to the best of his ability on a regular basis. I would also like to see him focus more in class on a regular basis. By his contributions in class, I can tell he has a good feel for the subject. The focus on written work will aid in trying things together. It should help raise his quiz grades. Ed has more difficulty with facts than with concepts. Notes need to be organized and even rewritten on occasion. And this should help raise quiz scores. Test scores also do not seem to reflect what I feel Ed is capable of. Attendance at tutoring would also help. I would really love to see Ed work to his potential this quarter. He is a pleasure to have in the class, and I would sincerely like to see him do well.
I will now read from the poetry of John Dan Reeb. This was written on October 28th, 1960, when he was 20 years old.
Amy Semple McPherson, in a Coke bottle, with a picture of Christ in the locket between the two blind eyes of her watermelons, and the red hair hangs all around, and the red hair hangs all around. The whole nation is going to the airport to be castrated in the battle. Entree the jet planes and the starlings. And the red hair hangs all around. And the red hair hangs all around. Young hamburgers in their stick shifts, in contemplation of becoming meatballs. Soon again, after the quarter mile is run, they will be just hamburgers again. And the Coke bottle desires of their Jungfreudian revolt against Swedenborgian ancestries of their parents. Totally cold, automatic transmissions whereby they were born, will rise to the goalpost altar of the airport to be consumed with the rest. Wahoo! And gas masks to the cranberries.
You will all now mutter in unison what the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD told you. You believe.
Take you to a gay bar. Let's start a war.
You heard the Irresistible Force remix of Transformation by Transform behind Bernie Sanders speaking last night on that show that Stephen Colbert's the host of. Then, fucking hell, it's Fred Titmus by Half Man Half Biscuit. And at the end, Gay Bar by Electric Six. And if I've offended anyone, please, don't hold it against me. No, really, I don't like it when you hold it against me. No, I was just, it was like reverse psychology, you know.